Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Wolf confirmed in Washington State. An endangered gray wolf has crossed into Washington State from Idaho, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says. Wolf biologist Tom Meyer says a black wolf tagged Y206 was located during a routine monitoring flight on February 6th, 10 miles west of Priest Lake inside the Washington State border. The wolf is the first to appear in the state in 70 years. Y206 is the alpha female of the gravelly pack, and biologists believe she may be seeking a mate in the new area where they suspect but have not documented the presence of other recolonizing wolves. She was scavenging the carcass of a dead moose when she was seen from the air. We followed her signal out to the Priest Lake area in Idaho and then just kept following it west into Washington, Meyer said. Hopefully, she will find a suitable partner and reestablish the first pack of wolves in Washington State since they were eradicated over 70 years ago, Suzanne Laverty, Northwest Representative for Defenders of Wildlife, says. We've been looking for this day to come soon. There is plentiful habitat in this part of Washington State and very few livestock to cause any real conflict. It's perfect for wolves. The conservation group Defenders of Wildlife has pledged to use the Bailey Wildlife Foundation Wolf Compensation Trust to repay ranchers for wolf depredations of livestock if they occur in Washington. Through this fund, Defenders of Wildlife has paid over $208,000 since 1987 to ranchers to reimburse them for wolf-caused livestock losses in order to help create an atmosphere of greater tolerance with local residents where wolves have been reestablished. For more information on the program and a map of payments, visit www.defenders.org/wolfcomp, all one word, .html. That's www.defenders.org/wolfcomp.html. And a jaguar has been photographed in Arizona. Using a camera trap, scientists have captured an image of a jaguar, a rare visitor to the United States in southern Arizona. The picture, taken with an automatic camera placed near the U.S.-Mexican border, is the first image of this largest of the New World felines in the United States since August 1996. This photo is a significant development for the conservation of jaguars in the northern part of their range, said Howard Quigley, director of the Wildlife Conservation Society's Global Carnivore Program. The individual on the photo is probably dispersing from the population south of the border. We're initiating some work in the Sonora region of Mexico to see if this population will persist and perhaps repopulate parts of the southwestern United States. Working in tandem with Wildlife Conservation Society researchers, scientists from the Arizona Game and Fish Department initiated the monitoring program in response to the jaguar photo in 1996. Since that time, the jaguar has been listed in the U.S. as an endangered species. The listing does not include a critical habitat designation since habitat in the U.S. is not considered necessary for the jaguar's survival. Although never plentiful in the southwestern United States, jaguars did inhabit the area before almost being eliminated as a result of human persecution. Fewer than 20 sightings of jaguars have been confirmed since the mid-1800s. Jaguars have lost more than half of their former habitat, a sprawling range stretching from the southern Arizona to northern Argentina during the past century, according to a recent paper published in the journal Conservation Biology. The Wildlife Conservation Society-led study identifies 51 key jaguar areas in 30 different ecological types. The Wildlife Conservation Society has begun to implement a 5-year wide-range protection program funded by the car company Jaguar North America. The program has brought together experts from throughout Latin America and North America to coordinate the ground efforts to save jaguars. The WCS Jaguar Conservation Program is committed to the long-term conservation of jaguars in this borderland area, Quigley said. We intend to work with all stakeholders in America and Mexico to make sure this wonderful representation of our natural heritage persists. For more information, visit the Wildlife Conservation Society website at www.wcs.org. That's www.wcs.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,